The City of Statesboro announced today that its Statesboro Area Transit, SAT, fixed-route buses are finally hitting the road. With over 30 stops around the city, SAT promises riders greater access to health care, shopping, community events, and much more. Positioning Statesboro as a city that is welcoming and accessible to all is at the heart of the work myself and the Statesboro City Council do, said Mayor Jonathan McCollar. Statesboro Area Transit furthers the city's mission to be a vibrant community that anyone can call home and everyone will want to. Many of our residents don't have access to all that Statesboro has to offer. We're hoping this transit system will help bridge that gap so more residents can experience the best of the borough. SAT buses will run Monday through Friday, from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Fare rates start at just $1 for a one-way trip and $2 for a round trip. Only cash and exact change will be accepted at this time. The city plans to offer bus passes or a card reading system in the future. Discounted rates are available for seniors, college students, and individuals with disabilities. To obtain a discount card, riders will need to visit the city's engineering department at City Hall. The buses, built by StarCraft Bus on a Ford chassis, can hold up to 8 passengers, including space for 2 wheelchairs at the back of the bus. One of the wheelchair spaces features a drop-down seat to accommodate 7 passengers plus 1 wheelchair when needed. Each bus is also equipped with an ADA-compliant wheelchair lift and security cameras. The city has contracted the Coastal Regional Commission of Georgia, CRC, to operate the transit system. The Coastal Regional Commission is very excited to partner with the city for the rollout of the Statesboro Area Transit System, said Don Masisak, Transportation Director for Coastal Regional Commission. CRC has been operating transit coaches in the coastal Georgia region for the past 14 years, and we believe our experience in public transit combined with the City of Statesboro's vision for greater access for its residents will make a perfect pairing. The transit system will feature 2 fixed routes, a blue and red route, with 2 buses assigned to each route. The fixed routes will take approximately 40 minutes to complete one trip around the route. SAT will also offer a flex route for riders to schedule a pickup from locations without a bus stop. The pickup location must be within a quarter of a mile of the set blue and red routes, and the rider must submit the reservation request at least 24 hours in advance. A bus shelter located in the city's public parking lot on South College Street in downtown Statesboro will serve as a transfer station where riders can transfer from one route to another. There is no cost for transferring. Riders will be given a transfer ticket from their bus driver to present when boarding the new bus route. Though the city is launching the program with 2 routes and no weekend hours, city officials say they're not ruling out the possibility of an expanded service in the future. We've worked very closely with the Coastal Regional Commission over the past several years to identify the greatest areas of need for our residents, said Statesboro City Manager Charles Penny. Bus stops have been strategically placed around the city in locations that have the highest pedestrian traffic. Once the transit system becomes established over the next few months, we'll review the usage data to find out if we need to add or eliminate bus stops in some areas. This is the first time the City of Statesboro has offered a public transit system, so we're looking to our residents to provide feedback and help us shape the future of this service. To learn more about Statesboro Area Transit or to view a map of the bus routes, visit www.statesboroga.gov/sat. Moses Shepherd, a bus driver for CRC, extends the wheelchair ramp for a rider. Photo courtesy of the City of Statesboro.